Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this opportunity that you give us to share your word. And we pray that only your name will be glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Beloved, the presence of the Lord in this place is awesome. Amen. From the beginning of the service till now, we see how the anointing is moving. The Bible says, where two or three gather in the name of Jesus, he is in the midst of us. So we acknowledge his presence. And the message that I have, I can say, is already preached in the name of Jesus. So my message is about God's provision for us. I'm going to talk about Philippians 4:19, but we're going back to the book of Genesis, where Jehovah Jireh, the God of provision, where that come from. Hallelujah. So if you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Philippians. Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm going to start with this story. It's a true story. A guy whose name is Bobby, he's a veteran of the Federal Army. He was begging on the streets for money. He needs something to rely on for substance. And then his interlocutor asked him, because Bobby has something, a ribbon, attached to his neck. And the interlocutor asked him, what is this? And he said, this is my lucky charm. And the conversation was going in. And then they opened that lucky charm. And guess what is in the lucky charm? That is the document that give the right to this veteran to collect pension for life. Say, for life. So his pension is guaranteed for life. But for 40 years, he been asking people for money to eat. That sound familiar? We are many Christians today. We have, according to the Bible, we have more than 5,000 promises from God that were unclaimed. And we look like this guy. He got his lucky charm and begging for money, begging for food by the streets. But this encounter that happened that day changed everything. Because from that day, he went and processed his papers to collect his pension. Hallelujah. Paul said, and my God, he didn't say your God. He said, my God, because he knows the God whom he serves. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. It's not your glory. It's not human glory. but by Jesus Christ Himself glory. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, the God we serve, He's still the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because His name is I Am That I Am. And He's still on the throne. We have pension for life. And don't be content by begging. These promises come from the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we are going to the book of Genesis. If you have your Bible, go to Genesis chapter 22. And we are reading from verse 1. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now it come to pass after this thing that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Beloved, this is a hard test. Sister Sylvia, your brother was not dead. He is alive, and he is in a better place. 2 weeks ago, I lost back home a grandnephew too. He just turned 1 year old and he went to the Lord. It was terrible. The whole family shut down. But 2 things we can do in time of loss is to go to the Lord or to run away from Him. But we made the best decision to go to the Lord and ask Him what happened. So, the test here for Abraham is to sacrifice his son, the legitimate son, the promise, the seed of promise. And the Bible says, So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he split the woods for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God has told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifts his eyes and saw the place afar off. Say the third day. The third day. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey, the lad, and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. Brothers and sisters, you come in here today, and you bring your burnt offering. And Abraham, he get up and he take his son, the son of promise. He are going to sacrifice his son. That's a real test. I got 3 children, but I don't know if I have to take that test, if I can do it. But the God we serve, He's faithful. And He said, stay here with the donkey and the lad, and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the woods of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for the lamb and for a burnt offering. Repeat after me. God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. God will provide. Even though we don't know how, He will provide. Because His name is online. He got to do something about it. And He put Abraham in this situation, in that test. And there is no way out. So God surely will provide. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God has told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and led him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord, which symbolized Jesus Christ himself, called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Hallelujah. The God we serve, He is an omniscient God. He is omnipresent. He is omnipotent. He knows everything. But why God wait till the last minute and say, now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, for me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horn. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, which means in Hebrew, Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. And as it is said to this day, in the month of the Lord, he shall be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, said the Lord, because you have done this thing, you have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and as the sun which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Hallelujah. Beloved, today is a memorial day for all of us, because today is the first day of the month, the new month that we start. And today is the day of breaking ground. We'll be waiting for that day. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a memorial for us. We have some years behind us, but today is a new beginning. It's a new chapter that is opening in the life of this community. And like we see, that hard test for Abraham, he's about to fulfill it. And God said, normally, Isaac is condemned to die. But because God sees that Abraham believed him and trust him, and he is called the friend of God, God gave him back Isaac. And on the top of that, look at all the promises. It's a blessing, I will bless you. Multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed. Obedience is the key. We have to obey. We have the promises, but we don't claim those promises. But if you claim the promises and you walk according to the word of God, God has something in the store for you. All the blessing that is coming with the promises. But we need to step out of faith and believe what the Bible says. What is the promises for us as a Christian? The one who is on our side, he is bigger than the one who is on their side. And God, he is the God of all flesh. Is anything hard for him to do? Nothing. He can do anything he please. He is a sovereign God. We can rely on him. We can trust on him. We can do all things through him who strengthens us. Hallelujah. Isaac asked his father, I see the fire, I see the wood. Where is the burnt offering? And the burnt offering is for us when we come in here to bring it. When you come in here today, did you bring your burnt offering? And if you bring it, you are going to feel it. I don't feel like throwing this over there in the basket. But you have to do it by obedience. We know everybody is facing something. Maybe financial situation. Finances are too tight. Maybe health issue. Or whatever it is. Maybe unemployment. It hurts when you come to the house of the Lord. But God said, if you honor him, he will honor you and he will bless you. He will multiply you. Why do you want to take Isaac from him? And by the end, he is going to give back Isaac. And if you think about Jesus Christ himself, there is an analogy here, because Jesus is the only Son of God, only begotten Son of God, that God gave it to us. He died, and the third day, he rose again. And he is alive. He is alive. Right now, he is interceding for us. We are more than conquerors through every situation. But sometimes, we just want to use our Cartesian mind. Like 1 + 1 = 2. But in the God kingdom, things are different. It's different. And we need to operate by faith, not by our own calculation, 1 + 1. No. Over there, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So Jehovah Jireh, God will provide, and according to his riches. The Bible says in the book of Haggai that gold belongs to him, silver belongs to him. God is the one who called this whole world into existence from nothing. So is there anything impossible for him to do? He can do all things. And we were created at the image of God. We can do all things to Christ who strengthens us. Paul, talking to the Philippians, he considered the way that he was dealing with the Philippians like a two-way street, where both parties are sharing the material and the spiritual gift. Because the church of Philippi sent a lot of gift to Paul. And then, look at what God is giving back to them, the blessing. And he can give back to us exceedingly abundantly, that you might think or ask. He can do that. God is good. And he knows our heart. He knows our situation. Jesus Christ come in this world to show us the way. The same way Abraham offered Isaac, the same way God offered his only son, Jesus, for us as a gift. And Jesus rose again. And he is on the throne. I'm going to give you some example what God have done in our personal life. Like more than 10 years ago, Jackie was going to school, and then we need some money to pay for her tuition. And I remember it was in the period of Christmas. I was working in a restaurant, and then one lady, she's from Asia. She's not Christian. She's Muslim. And she's one of our customers. And she came and gave me an envelope. Say, Merry Christmas to you. I took it and I put it underneath the register. Like a week after that, she came back. And she asked me, did you open the envelope? I didn't open it. I said, yes, I opened it. Thank you very much. But at the end of the day, when I opened the envelope, you cannot believe how much I found in the envelope. $500. And this is the exact amount that we need to pay for the tuition. And then the lady came again and she said it was a check. So I didn't deposit it. And I told that lady that I am married. She said, okay, you're married, you don't want to spend the money. Just give it to your wife so she can go do some shopping. And then after that, I take a portion for the tithe on it, and then I deposit the rest, and we take care of that business. You know, God works a special way, and we cannot understand the way that He works. But we need to trust Him and then walk by faith, not by sight. And another example is, 2 months ago, Jackie has a friend, a classmate. She was diagnosed breast cancer. And then that lady, she's from Africa. She's from Burkina Faso. She was so down. And Jackie asked her, what's going on? And she said, I just found out that I got a breast cancer and they are going to remove my breast. And Jackie said, can we pray? And they pray, and then that gave a little bit of confidence to that lady. And then she searched for a second opinion, and she asked another doctor, and the second doctor confirmed that yes, you got a cancer, and there is nothing you can do. They had to remove it. And one of her uncle is a medical doctor. So she called the uncle. And then the uncle moved here to talk to her. And then the uncle said, okay, let's go to John Hopkins for the surgery. And they keep on praying. And that lady with Jackie, every night, by midnight, they keep on praying. And the very day, they have to remove the breast. They check it again. And guess what? The cancer disappeared. Hallelujah. And they keep on, the doctor, the team keep on talking between themselves. They say, we don't know what's going on here, but the cancer is not over there anymore. So they release the lady. And then her uncle, who is a medical doctor, say, this is for me. I've been working for a long time. I hear such a story that God heals somebody, they are cancer free, but I never see that with my eyes like this before. Beloved, the God we serve, He's a living God. And prayer works. Prayer works. And we need to take that business seriously. We need to take that business seriously. And if you look at the Muslim, the sacrifice of Abraham, they take it seriously. Every Muslim, they try to go to Mecca and then do that sacrifice. So what about us? What about us, Christians? Jesus Christ is alive. This message is for us. We need to step up and claim those promises of God. This message is for us. We need to put it into practice and claim them. And don't be like the vet of the federal army who got a promise close to him, but he don't know how to claim it. We hear about the promises in the Bible. Let's go ahead and then claim it and leave it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your word. Your word carry power. And we pray that we can put your word into application. and live by your word. And all the glory will be to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Alfred.